Hello, and welcome to GCSE Economics Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most important topics in your OCR GCSE Economics course, fiscal policy. That's government spending and taxation. Now, I know what you're thinking. Taxes? Government budgets? Sounds boring. But trust me, by the end of this episode, you'll see how fiscal policy affects everything from your part-time job to whether your local hospital gets new equipment. And more importantly, you'll know exactly how to tackle those tricky exam questions and earn top marks. So, what's on the menu today? We'll cover the core concepts of fiscal policy, break down the difference between direct and indirect taxes, explore how government spending influences the economy, and then we'll get into the exam gold, the techniques and strategies that will help you write those high-level analytical answers. Ready? Let's go.
Core concepts. 5 minutes.
Right, let's start with the basics. Fiscal policy is how the government uses taxation and government spending to influence the economy. It's one of the two main demand-side policies, the other being monetary policy, which deals with interest rates and the money supply. Don't mix them up in the exam. That's a classic mistake. The government has four main macroeconomic objectives: economic growth, low unemployment, price stability, and a fairer distribution of income. Fiscal policy is the tool they use to try and achieve these goals. Let's talk about taxation first. There are two types you need to know inside out: direct taxes and indirect taxes. Direct taxes are paid directly to the government by the person or business earning the income. The big ones are income tax, which workers pay on their wages, and corporation tax, which firms pay on their profits. These are progressive taxes, meaning the more you earn, the higher percentage you pay. This helps redistribute income from the wealthy to the less well-off. Indirect taxes, on the other hand, are taxes on spending. The main one in the UK is VAT, value-added tax, which is currently 20% on most goods and services. There are also excise duties on things like petrol, alcohol, and cigarettes. These are regressive taxes because they take up a bigger proportion of income for lower earners. Now, here's the key exam point. When the government increases direct taxes, like income tax, disposable income falls. That's the money people have left after paying tax. Lower disposable income means less consumption, which decreases aggregate demand. And that can slow down economic growth. But it also helps control inflation if the economy is overheating. On the flip side, if the government cuts taxes, disposable income rises, consumption increases, aggregate demand goes up, and the economy grows. But be careful. If the economy is already at full capacity, this can lead to demand pull inflation. Now let's talk about government spending. The government spends money on public goods like defense and street lighting, merit goods like education and healthcare, and infrastructure like roads and railways. This spending directly increases aggregate demand because it's one of the components, AD equals C plus I plus G plus X minus M. That G is government spending. But government spending also has supply side effects. For example, spending on education improves the skills of the workforce, increasing productivity and shifting the long-run aggregate supply curve to the right. That's economic growth without inflation. Examiners love it when you make those synoptic links between demand side and supply side effects. Now, here's where it gets interesting. The budget position. If government spending exceeds tax revenue in a year, that's a budget deficit. If tax revenue exceeds spending, that's a budget surplus. And if they're equal, it's a balanced budget. Be very careful here. A budget deficit is an annual flow. It's the shortfall in 1 year. The national debt, however, is the accumulated stock of all past deficits. It's the total amount the government owes to creditors. Students constantly confuse these two, and it costs marks. When the government runs a budget deficit, it has to borrow money by issuing government bonds. This increases the national debt. Over time, the government has to pay interest on this debt, which can become a significant portion of government spending. That's an opportunity cost. Money spent on debt interest can't be spent on schools or hospitals. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. All right, let's get tactical. How do you actually use this knowledge in the exam? First, command words. If the question says analyze, you need to provide two distinct, developed chains of reasoning. For example, analyze how an increase in income tax might affect unemployment. You'd explain, higher income tax reduces disposable income, leading to lower consumption, which decreases aggregate demand. Firms experience lower sales, so they may reduce output and lay off workers, increasing unemployment. That's one chain. Then you develop a second chain, perhaps linking to investment or government spending. For evaluate questions worth 12 marks, structure is everything. Argument for, argument against, and a supported judgment. Use MOPS, magnitude, opportunity cost, prioritization, and short-term versus long-term. For example, evaluate whether the government should increase spending on infrastructure. You'd argue it boosts AD and has supply-side benefits, but then counter that it might increase the budget deficit and crowd out private sector investment. Your judgment should weigh these factors using MOPS. Now, the mistakes to avoid. Don't confuse fiscal policy with monetary policy. Don't say budget deficit when you mean national debt. And never, ever write vague statements like taxes go up so the economy gets worse. Be specific. Which tax? What's the transmission mechanism? What happens to disposable income, consumption, and aggregate demand? Also, always apply the context from the case study. If the question gives you data about a specific economy, use it. Examiners reward application, not generic textbook answers.
Quick fire, recall, quiz, 1 minute.
Right, let's test your knowledge. I'll give you 5 seconds after each question. 1. What's the difference between a direct tax and an indirect tax? 2. If the government increases corporation tax, what happens to firms' post-tax profits? 3. True or false? A budget deficit is the same as national debt. 4. Name 2 macroeconomic objectives the government might use fiscal policy to achieve. 5. If income tax falls, what happens to disposable income and consumption? How did you do? If you nailed all 5, brilliant. If not, go back and review the core concepts section. Summary and sign off 1 minute. All right, let's wrap this up. Today, we've covered fiscal policy. The government's use of taxation and spending to manage the economy. Remember, direct taxes like income tax affect disposable income and consumption. Indirect taxes like VAT are regressive. Government spending increases aggregate demand and can have supply-side benefits. A budget deficit is an annual flow. National debt is the accumulated stock. In the exam, structure your answers, use specific terminology, apply the case study context, and always explain the transmission mechanisms. Don't just state facts, show how one thing leads to another. Thanks for listening to GCSE Economics Essentials. If you found this helpful, make sure to review your notes, practice those exam questions, and keep building your economic analysis skills. Good luck with your revision, and remember, fiscal policy isn't just theory. It's happening right now, shaping the economy around you. See you next time.